Are you a control freak, always trying to control the uncontrollable? Are you feeling exhausted, stressed out, depressed, and even depleted from your inability to control every single aspect of your life? Well, stay tuned to today's episode where I'm going to be talking about the power of surrendering. Welcome back to another episode. I am Keela Bryson, your host and founder of Teachable Life Moments. Well, today we're opening up. I want to talk to you about the power of surrendering. Today's episode is dedicated to all of the control freaks. Yeah, control freaks. Are you a control freak? I must admit that I am a little bit of a control freak. I am definitely working on my ability and my weakness to always try to control as much as I can various aspects of my life. Me being the oldest, the oldest child is always tagged the responsible one. And as being the oldest child, the responsible one, one of those responsibilities of growing up is, you know, your ability to control and manage things so that they go as planned and smoothly and try to reduce as much chaos and problems as possible. So, you know, life is full of shaky, uncertain, constant changing situations. And as a result of that, sometimes life can seem like it's getting out of control. And one of the things that we often find ourselves doing to try to control the uncertain, to control the unknown, is we try to plan ahead and be proactive. You know, we do that by creating lists, systems, routines, schedules. We try to develop comfortable environments. We build our whole lives and identities around these comforts and controls. We try to control the uncontrollable as best as we can. And sometimes, quite honestly, it doesn't work. We can get stressed out. Sometimes we end up procrastinating, feel hurt. We can get depressed or anxious and get angry or frustrated and lash out and even complain when things seem to be getting out of control. I don't know about you, but it is a nerve-wracking feeling. It is a very uncomfortable feeling when you feel that you don't have control over something. And when we begin to experience that, we'll start doing all kinds of things trying to gain control. We'll find ourselves doing things like working hard or working a bunch of overtime and competing and just almost wearing ourselves out trying to gain control over what seems to be the uncontrollable. And in all of this craziness, because it is craziness, if we're not careful, trying to control too many things can drive us crazy. It can cause us to start having health problems because we feel that we have to control our lives, every aspect of our lives. But might I suggest to you the power of surrendering? I remember when I was trying to have my second child. I mean, I kept trying a number of times, and each time it was unsuccessful up until 2007, I finally became pregnant. Now, mind you, I have been trying since 1998 to become pregnant with a second child, and it didn't really come to fruition until 2007. And it happened once I decided to just surrender and accept the fact that it could be possible that I would not have a second child. And I just got to the point where I just said, okay, you know what? I'm going to be happy with one. I feel that I can be happy with one child. And it was at that moment of surrendering and letting it go and getting to the point where I could truly and honestly be happy with one child. It was then and only then that it began to manifest and it began to happen. The strange thing about it is that after every miscarriage that I had, I always would have a dream afterwards where I was holding my child, nursing my child. And it was as if God was reminding me to not give up on the promise and to remember that I do have a promise for him, from him. But it was only after I surrendered. And when you truly surrender to some things, it's a peace that comes over you. And when that peace comes over you, you just know within yourself that all is well, all is going to be well. And with so much going on in the world today, you know, we have got to master the art of surrendering and letting things go. And so today's episode is to remind us about the power of surrendering. So what does surrendering look like? What does it mean? Basically, it's the idea of letting go of some of our systems and instincts to control. You know, I don't know, do we realize how much we try to control things, you know, but when we're letting go of those things. We're letting go of those systems, those instincts of trying to make the world exactly as we like it, you know, trying to avoid all the things we dislike. And instead, we should start relaxing and accepting, even surrendering to the uncertainty of this world. Because we know that the unknown is always favorable to the unbeliever. And there is a blessing in surrendering, because when we surrender, we're able to relax. We're letting go of control of everything, and we can smile with the friendliness that the world has to offer us, that God has planned for us, the beauty and the amazing things on the other side of surrendering. And so today I just want to challenge you that if you have a rigorous schedule, routines, and systems that you have in place to try to control every aspect of your life, every moment of your day is mapped out, every day of the week is mapped out for something, allow room for God to come in and have his say in your day and in your plans and in your finances and in your relationships and in your future. You don't have to control everything. And sometimes when things are not working out, after all of the planning and execution and all the work that you've done to ensure that you have the control and the desired outcome, if it's not working after all of that, you've got to know when to step back and surrender to the power of God and let him come in and organize things and set things up the way that he would want them to be set up. Now, I'm not saying completely just throw your life to the wind and not plan and not try to be proactive. I'm not saying live your life recklessly because, you know, you're giving up all this control. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that when you feel yourself stressing out, becoming depressed and feeling depleted because you don't have the control that you desire, that's when it's time to throw your hands up, step back, and just surrender. Okay? So, constantly trying to control things can be bad for your health. First of all, it creates stress and anxiety about not having control. Being in control usually is being driven by your fears. When you're not in control, it results in not being happy with how things are, because you're not in control. Sometimes we need to stop and pause and look at all that is going well in our lives. And a lot of times if we would just pause and do that, we will become happy. But so many times we find ourselves, or we think ourselves into an unhappy state, thinking about the things that are not as we want them to be. But we need to reverse that and think on the things that are as they are and be grateful for those things. When we're not in control, we feel like you end up finding yourself constantly seeking, constantly striving, wearing yourself out, full of anxiety. You know, you may find yourself lashing out at others when they interfere with your controlled world. You may find yourself spending time, money, energy, and other valuable resources constantly trying to get control. Does this sound like you or maybe someone you know? Are you constantly feeling lost, depressed, and unhappy with yourself and the world when you can't get control? If you are feeling that way, again, it's time to yield to the power of surrender. And oftentimes when we surrender, that's when the thing that we desire usually comes toward us without our effort, without all of that work that we had been doing previously. That's why I call it the power of surrender, because when we surrender and let go, the work becomes so easy because we don't have to do anything but surrender, and that thing that we've been working so hard to obtain and achieve will drift its way toward us. So here are some ways to practice the power of surrender. So when you find yourself feeling stressed and overwhelmed and you've done all this planning and nothing seems to be working out right, the first thing I want you to do is notice that, just pause and notice that you are fearful or you're feeling uncertain, or notice that you're feeling anxious, and think on what it is that is causing you to feel that way. What is it that you're trying to control that is not in your control, or it's feeling uncontrollable? And at that moment, I want you to relax. Just relax. Just breathe in and breathe out. Calm down. And let your shoulders drop and just surrender it. Just surrender it. And then the next thing I want you to do is let yourself rest in openness. And by that, I mean you're going to rest in being open to the fact that you do not need to control everything. You do not need to know exactly what will happen, but instead you are going to rest in the openness and the beauty of God's unknown, knowing that it's going to work out well, which is number three. You're going to trust and surrender in what I call the law of all things are working for your good. Just surrender to it. Let that peace come over you. Let that frustration, let it settle down. Let it calm down. Let it rest. Let it be silent. And just let that positive energy of calm and peace and surrender overtake you from your head down to your neck, your shoulders, down to your stomach, your legs, all the way to your arms, your feet, and just rest in that. And that, my friends, is how I surrender to the power of surrender. Feeling like I don't have to control everything. When it feels like it's becoming uncontrollable, you know, I feel like I'm trying to build a house out of liquid water or something, you know, it's time to surrender. So breathe easy and remember these three tips when you feel yourself feeling overwhelmed, depleted, exhausted, and what have you. All right, that is today's show. This is Keela Bryson, and you've been listening to the Teachable Life Moments with Keela Bryson podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you haven't done so yet, go to the Apple Podcast, rate and review this podcast. Now join me next week for another Teachable Life Moment. Thank you for listening.